graves the whipping. They shed the dead weight of morals and sins set loose by Zeus. They clear space time and lead the murderous horde known as Experience Grind.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Experience Grind Podcast. The podcast where you start out a little British and then fix it on the way in. It's also the podcast about nostalgia and our life experiences with them, including if it's a game that you absolutely hate. Today we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the Nintendo Entertainment System. On this episode, I'm leading it, so you could call me the Leonardo. My name is Kyle. With me is a pretty fun, loving, carefree dude, a Michelangelo sort, if you will, my good buddy Brian.
Oh, am I a Michelangelo sort? I always assumed that I was more of a Donatello.
You know, they say that he fixes machines, and I would qualify making websites and, you know, making a Discord that's sentient and runs itself. My good buddy Donatello, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you. I for sure knew I was going to get Donatello the nerd, but I really thought Michelangelo was going to Sean. I want to see how this shakes out now.
It might surprise you to know
process
that
of
Sean,
elimination.
As I
Sean is April. Who is he going to pick for himself?
I said I was Leonardo.
Oh, never mind.
Because he's leading us.
Oh, yeah. That,
I'm the
no
leader of this
left.
Episode. Yeah. But yeah, Sean, my good buddy, is the Raphael, the troubled, bitter young man with the heart of gold that just wants to do right by everybody. The Raphael.
Oi, good day. I take offense to that. I'm more of a Donatello myself.
Oops, all Donnies.
You all see yourself as Donatello, because you all love Donatello. And bonus hate for me is that Donatello is the character, like, du jour in this game.
Yeah, it's the only time ever in the history of ever from, like, pre-2000 or whenever Donatello became cool. It may be because of this game, honestly, but... yeah, he was the only character to play in this game.
Leonardo's like a second, but he's still not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can he attack people behind him accidentally? No.
I kind of. If you watch that one, he's got like one frame back here where he can hit something behind him, but it also has to be above behind him.
Hmm. That's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
While eating three slices of pizza at the same time.
I was,
And only on Tuesdays.
Ryan said I did a lot of research for this, and I was like, no, I didn't. And then I'm now realizing, oh, wait, yeah, I did totally watch, like, three different videos about the code of the Nintendo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game.
I'd qualify that as research.
Also, to spoil last week's episode, you hinted about it at the end of that one. That you
oh, I did.
Been... Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Most things, like...
That happens.
Yeah, when we record these things, they usually go out like the ear, and I forget everything. People always write me, they're like, man, you said this, and I was like, I did?
Did I?
Oh.
Doesn't sound like me.
Sure.
It was less than a week ago that we recorded the Patreon episode that's coming out tomorrow, and I do it usually the day before because I'm a procrastinator or something, and it's like, I could have done it 4 days. It doesn't matter, but I'm listening, and I'm like... I don't remember what we talked about. Like, the episode that's coming out tomorrow or 4 days ago that you listeners are listening to was like the extra needle drops in movies. You should sign up and go listen to it. It was an awesome episode. $1, patreon.com, experience grant. I honestly forgot all of our songs. Mine included.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I usually remember the meat and potatoes. I forget, like, the small pepperings of conversations around the meat and potatoes. But, like, I'm usually like, oh, Kyle felt this way about the movie. Sean felt this way about... Or I remember the needle drops. I don't remember the turtle rule.
The turtle
rule. For instance.
True.
At all. I don't remember discussing that.
Don't remember the things sprinkled around the conversation.
That's it.
The accompaniments.
That's the thing that... That's what goes in at my ears.
Accoutrement.
The other ear.
Do you like seasoning on your chicken, Ryan? Or you take it or leave
it?
Yeah,
in life, I like seasoning on food. Give me like tons
boiled
of red peppers. Spice
me.
That shit up.
Boiled
but,
chicken.
Yeah, God. I don't know. I have no idea why.
I was just curious. If you forgot the chicken with it, or I don't know. or the seasoning with your chicken. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Boys.
So that is, for food, you remember the seasonings, usually.
Speaking of seasonings in this turtle soup of, to quote the angry video game nerd, bullshit.
You could say
they should put that on the cover of the box.
Them together
just
and make a turtle
angry
soup.
Video game nerd calls this game bullshit.
I think we, so. All right. Obviously, I think a lot of people are familiar with this game. Have all of you guys played this prior to this episode?
No.
No.
Wow.
Wow. I did not.
I'm very shocked
that.
At that. Okay.
I was a Genesis boy.
I mean, sure. I guess I just feel like this was one of those that people that know TMNT play. I don't, for me, it was like a staple in my NES, even though I never beat level 2. I played this game a lot because it's the fucking Turtles. But that's wild to me. I did not expect two new people to have never played it.
The first Turtle game I think I played was Turtles in Time.
That's the big one.
Or the Tournament
Fighters. That
sounds
about right.
But it was definitely an SNES or Genesis game.
Yeah.
I'd skipped all of them on the NES.
It could have even been something in the arcade.
There's three Manhattan Projects also
three.
On the NES.
Okay.
Yeah, is that the arcade one?
Manhattan Project is, it's almost like it's kind of like a Double Dragon-y kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. I remember that one
cool.
a lot.
So,
I do
yeah,
remember liking
like
that game
up.
A lot more.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's an NES one. But yeah, they're all, I mean, in my opinion, rather skippable. But unfortunately, it is just one of those things where in our age bracket, like the Ninja Turtles, actually, even right now, it blows me away how cool the Ninja Turtles still are. Mm-hmm. To the younger crowd, mm-hmm. like
yeah.
it's like the Barney thing where Barney every 10 years gets a redesign or something. Ninja Turtles every 10 years gets a reboot or a fresh new coat of paint, and they're just never turtles never say die or Goonies or something.
Their famous saying.
Yeah, the famous
saying. Turtles never say die.
It's wild the staying power they have for such a silly, like even the name, like what it's so dumb.
Oh,
yeah.
No, but, I disagree. I think it's the dumbness that makes it evergreen.
It's because it's from that era too. Like it came out and like just this weird 80s throw everything like, hey, what if they have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? And everybody's like, what? That sounds awesome.
They live in the sewers and they like pizza. Done.
And then you get like,
sign me up.
Yeah.
The degenerative ripoffs later that don't have the staying impact, like Biker Mice from Mars. Get the fuck out
Street
of here.
Sharks.
Street Sharks.
I disagree. Give me all
Yo,
of them.
All
I
of the Biker Mice from Mars. Pump it into my veins.
Battletoads.
Oh,
so, all right. let's get this in the... Because I obviously have seriously my issues with this game. Ryan, I want to start with you because I know with Brian what we're getting to. But how far did you get? And did you use save states?
I did not use save states. I could have because I emulated it. Shocker. I did not get super far. I spent 2 hours playing this game and I thought this is good. Like that's like I spent time with a movie. This feels appropriate. I did not make it out of the dam.
Okay.
I could get it as far as the dam and just kept dying.
So you suffer my curse.
I'll save thoughts. That's how far I got.
But Brian, I know you powered through with the aid of the Cowabunga Collection.
The Cowabunga Collection, which of course is coming to the PlayStation Plus monthly games next month. But I already owned it, so I was using that, and it has a little rewind feature on the L1. They can go back, I think it's like 15 seconds or something, you can rewind the game. And so that helped me prevent myself from dying multiple times.
Is it a mandatory 15 seconds or is it, can you just
no,
like
you
click
control,
it and back,
you can go back half a second, sick. You can go back as much as you want. It does
so
have
nice.
A limit though to like 15, 12 or 15 seconds. I can't remember.
Still, I mean, you can use Matt, it
if you need to go back
jumps.
More than 15.
Yeah, that's what save states are for, which I did save it multiple times, but never actually reloaded from a save state. So I'm going to say, no, I didn't use save states.
Like,
unless
did you
you're
beat
talking
this in
about
one
the,
setting, or did you just like
no? It was that? It was over the course of two or three, I want to say.
Okay,
but I did beat the game.
You did beat it, which is great. I've only seen the ending of this game through YouTube videos, which, again, I watched for this episode because I couldn't get there authentically. But, Brian, what was your experience with the game then?
The first time I played it, I didn't know about the rewind button. And I got through the first level pretty okay. And then I got to that damn, and could not get through that wavy section with the electric seaweed, and died there every time and got really frustrated.
That's the common story. That's what, when everybody talks about this game.
I didn't even make it to the underwater section, just FYI. I say to the dam, I didn't make it out of the dam. I kept dying inside the dam.
Oh, getting up to the top level.
Yeah, just couldn't get there.
Shawnee boy, you obviously grew up with this game with me. What was your experience with it? Have you ever beaten this?
Prior to this? No.
Yeah, never?
No. I beat it today, but I had never beaten it. And what I was saying earlier is, like, the downside of, I mean, it's the best and worst of both worlds is, like, we're a kid in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, and this game comes out. And for me, like, I love the Ninja Turtles. And I didn't own this game growing up. I knew, like, everybody I knew had it. And I was just, like, so happy to be able to play it whenever I went to somebody's house. That make it to the dam, don't make it past it, or make it past it, and you know, you only go so much further, and it's like, oh, okay, let's go outside and play. So it was never something that I like, it was never an experience that I hated. So today was a very different experience.
So as I said when I pitched this episode to you guys a long time ago, I also have never been past the dam level in my 40 years of life. As a child, it drove me nuts because I said famously after this, I knew that you got to drive the turtle van. And as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, all I wanted to do was drive that fucking van. But you have to get past the bomb defusal part to do it. I have never, ever in my life done it. And I challenged myself to do it. I was playing like a half hour every day here or there. It would have got to Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, and I still hadn't fucking beaten it. And so, like, both those days, I was like, all right, I'm just dedicating a lot of time. And it took me till yesterday when I sent the fucking screenshot was the first time I ever cleared that bitch in legitimate tries. And it was something, man. There is a lot of fucking problems with this game.
I gotta ask, you guys do know that you can just change turtles at any time.
100%. Right? Of course. Yeah. I think that's one of the only benefits and good design in this game. And
because that's why I don't think the dam's very difficult.
Oh, no, dude. I've gotten to that water level with full health turtles and lost it.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
It's we'll my problem with the game is into it. The second, like, everything that comes after that.
And that's one of the guys I was watching with, like, stuff on this. That's what he says, too. He's like, yeah, people that struggle to get to the dam, it gets way worse after this. And I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
I don't know if I agree with that.
There are parts, like, there's, and it's not even everything, but there are just very specific parts in this game where, like, you're just going to lose all of your lot. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose all your turtles. You're going to lose your two continues. And you're starting the fuck over. And I can see, like, that, I think, is the more frustrating part. Because I feel like once you beat the dam once, and you kind of know what you're doing, and you can go back, and you can kind of consistently do it, it's, and you really get the hang of going up and, you know, through the waviness, and just, like, you get to a point where you stop swimming, and then you get just kind of drift down, and you only lose, like, I was only losing, like, 2 bars of health going through that section. But if you can switch turtles, it's obviously much easier. But, man, it gets pretty stupid.
For me, in my playthrough, I think that part of the dam was the only part that was designed to be impossible to pass without taking any damage.
Yeah, I don't know how you can. Like, there are parts where if you are just in the vicinity of it, they like flash and you mm-hmm. think that you take damage. But there's parts where you can touch where it flashes, but you're not getting any damage. And I think it's designed that way to make you panic.
And yeah, like
I noticed that like my third time trying to go through it this time. And I was like,
it doesn't help that the swimming is like Flappy Bird style.
Well, there's also currents that gravity. You're fighting against that it doesn't do a good job of showing you when you're in the currents and not. I learned, right. again, I was watching a lot of these code videos. One of them was showing the hitboxes for all the seaweed. And like the seaweed at the top, like most of the stuff that dangles down doesn't hurt you on the top row. But everything on the bottom row will fucking eviscerate you. Yeah. I knew all this. I still couldn't get through this shit.
It still I don't killed know what, like, four turtles.
When I die and death like is there and he has a fucking NES controller and he's like, here, get past level two and you can, I won't take your soul. And I'm like, nah, dude, take it. We're done. I'm not getting through. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's over. Like, I don't, it just doesn't click with my brain. No part of this game does. I feel like I struggle to play it. I fight it the entire time.
Yep.
Yep. And it's just,
yeah.
I cannot believe.
Especially coming from Castlevania.
Yeah.
It feels like an inferior Castlevania in every sense of it.
It's wild.
It's so rough.
It's, and I can't believe this was a children's game. It was sold to children.
Well.
And so many kids got ripped off, man.
Rated it's like, E for everyone.
That's, but that's also just how the 90s went when it came to games.
That's true. I mean, no mercy.
There's that classic phrase of Nintendo hard.
Garbage.
But, and this was well before, like, you know, the Lion King developers intentionally made that second level hard for the purpose of destroying rental companies. Like, this was just the Wild West of game design and fucking freewheeling it.
Well, to interject, I think, so NES hard is, I think, a very, it's a very legitimate thing in that, you know, even prior to Lion King and stuff, there's Ninja Gaiden. Like, that's a ridiculously difficult game, and at times feels very unfair, but you can kind of, you know, you play it enough, you can anticipate what's coming up. In this game, what I found was I was utilizing a lot of, you could just like scroll things off screen and just kind of despawn them.
Oh,
but
yes.
But later on in the game, there's like a lot of enemies that are just straight up unfair. And I had zero problem with the inputs and the attacks and stuff. I just, after playing for like half an hour, you just kind of know, okay, this is when you jump, this is when you attack, kind of thing. And I was having no problem clearing enemies spawning, clearing into the screen while I was jumping. But there are just some unfair enemies at the end of the game that can just like those absolutely ruin you.
Jetpack astronauts with the laser guns.
Are the ones I'm specifically talking about.
Man, I hate them.
Yep.
I was gonna say the it's not like the fucking start of the game doesn't. I can't tell you how many times I just had to reset a run because I lost two turtles to one of the flame guys that poops out 40 little flames that all trap you in a never-ending hitbox.
Yeah.
Ah, dude, Donatello just kills all the little flames.
All right.
Just spam it.
I will say I'm very glad you were able to get so far and have no problems with the beginning. That said, I think, of course, it gets harder after the first couple of levels, but you are overlooking some just fuck you game design right out of the gate. Like, I think the second level immediately, like, as soon as you go down the ladder, enemies are positioned to hit you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like this bullshit finger fuck you shit. And like, the damn level is a really good thing because this is where I quit. I rage quit. I 100% rage quit because I was at the exit, but it's over the tiniest gap on the top that you have to jump. And when I fell down with almost no health left, I was like, fuck you, game. Now I have to go all the way fuck the back around. And I'm not save stating. I'm playing this the way you're supposed to. And it is.
Can I tell you
it is, like I said, just immediately like a finger in your face right out the gate.
You're not
I know it gets
jump.
Worse. But it is not good at the start either.
You are supposed to jump at that one, even though all the guys
not.
I watch. You can walk across that first one, right? I'm gonna do it right fucking now.
What?
Do it. Yeah, the single.
You just
the single
run
gap,
across it.
Yeah, the single gap
it's not
ones.
The single
you just walk
gap.
Across.
It's not the single gap.
It's like it's wide enough that you do have to jump, but it's tight enough because the ceiling's right there that if you don't get to the very edge of it,
you're
doing that whole shit again.
You have to have your first foot, and it's that's not
and
even
the door's
jump.
Right there. It teases you. It's just right there. It's an intentional finger from the developers.
Not even
and there's a lot of fucking fingers. I got fingered by this game a lot.
Talking about shitty game design. How about the fact that like some of the first levels are completely meaningless? You can go into these doorways and lose all of your health for no reason.
Just
there
to get
nothing
health
in there.
And then have to battle your way back out.
Yeah.
It's
that
so
doesn't change
asinine.
Through the game. Like
not at all. The amount of dungeons that I skipped in later episodes or later
it's very
levels.
Open world in that like you can go into all of these places but there's specific way like there's a specific path that you actually have to follow from point A being the beginning of the game to point Z at the end of the game. Like there is all of these extra just little side places that you can go.
Yeah,
like there's like an entire weapon that you can get that just obliterates
the
a
scroll.
Boss. Yeah, the scroll that you don't even have to go get.
But like, if you do, you can farm it up to 99 on each turtle and just apparently
can you really?
Race through the game that way. Yep.
Oh my god.
Really?
That single gap jump that I was referencing that you could just walk across.
Yeah, I know those,
I literally fell down that hole and just kept looping around. I did it like 20 times.
Oh no.
Before I legitimately looked it up. I'm like, how do you jump this? And they're like, you idiot, just walk across it.
Just walk across. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Look, but I know that's not even the famously worst jump in the game that I'm sure you two had to deal with, because it's in a sewer level where it's like just long enough that you can't do the flip and there's like a brick wall in the way. You have to do like the little hop.
Yes.
I had zero trouble in any of the sewer parts.
Okay.
Zero trouble. I don't
it's
know.
Hard for me to say where clicked. I had trouble and where I didn't, because I was relying pretty heavily on that rewind feature.
Yeah.
Like a missed jump was nothing, because it was just like, oh, let me try that again.
You know, going
but this
back
makes
to-
sense. Yeah, because Sean is just like, he is the NES gamer, especially of the group.
Yeah.
Like,
he can
expect
beat
that-
NES games with his feet.
Well, I'm not beating this with my foot. Going back to what Ryan was saying about the going up a ladder and something just being right there.
Uh-huh.
I very quickly, you know, when you're watching like a police sting operation or like a movie where police come in and they bust in a door and they peek around a hallway and they look both ways.
Yes.
Oh, shit, dude, I legitimately got into the habit in this game of when I was going up or down a ladder, as soon as I moved into a room, I just immediately went back down.
Pop
just
up,
to see
assess the situation.
How I was going to get fucked and... like how I could not get fucked.
Well,
like
crazy,
it's terrible.
In those instances, you can like change the enemy spawns. The more as you go up and down, they will like switch. There's different enemies you can fight. Dude, there's sometimes I'd fight these little eyeballs on legs. I'm like,
and
where the fuck are
toads or whatever?
They're out of nowhere. Like, what is happening?
Oh, the frogs were the worst because it felt like they it took so long to kill them.
Ugh.
We talk about even more shitty game design. Number one, this game, you hit start and you're standing in the middle of nowhere as a Ninja Turtle. Nothing says anything. You have no idea what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
And you're standing next to a sewer grate you can go into and it does nothing except for take your health. Or you can walk to the left. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get immediately hit by a fucking car and probably killed.
And now you can't play with Leonardo.
10 seconds.
So, yeah. All right, you say shitty game design. I think the game's teaching you immediately. And I have a lot of issues with this game, but like one of the things I like is the ambition of the open world. I think it's really, for an NES game, it's really neat. It just should not be attached to TMNT. This property is not the right fit for this.
For something
this
hard.
Some, like, Dragon Lord type game where it's like they can't do Dragon Quest, but it's close. And then they could be like, as hard as they want and like go crazy.
Use one of the four mythical dragons.
Game, it's a little too intense for, like, as you said, kids playing the shit.
Yeah, I think you're right though, in that it's set up as like, okay, it's safer in the sewers. They don't want you to spend too much time on the overworld because, mm-hmm. Frankly, it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The uppers hate turtles. They look down on them.
Absolutely. They push them down into the down into the sewers.
Mm-hmm. Get back down into old New York.
It's a real Downton Abbey situation.
Oh, no. If there was half of the enemies that spawned in this game, I feel like this game would be awesome. Cut the enemy spawns in half, and they've got something good on their hands. There is no way in this world, I'm good at Nintendo games, no way in this world I would ever have beaten this game without save states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less that way about save states and more that way about maps. If it weren't for maps of this game that already existed, mm-hmm. there's no way I was getting through it.
Of people already going through.
Yeah.
Mm. And imagine this like in the pre-internet days when all you had was like your friend Bobby on the school like recess yard, right? Like, yeah, man, you got to go through the second sewer, walk past the first one. You're like, what? No, you got to go down there. There's pizza. He's like, no, dude. Trust me, walk past it. And then you go
after
home and you're
get
like,
get out
whoa!
Of the second area. Do not go into the 3 or 4 sewers. Go right to 5.
What, Bobby? You're crazy. No, I'm telling you. No, I would have never got there, though. Bobby would have had to come over
and play it for
me. But
there's invincibility in 4. It's not worth it, man. Not worth it.
Even have the invincibility where you're, like, doing cartwheels everywhere with only Leonardo's sword or whatever, which was weird. Like, even that was so poorly designed and that you never quite knew when it was going to run out.
Yeah.
So here you are just, like, blasting through these 100 enemies that are spawning out of nowhere and... Oh, guess what? You're dead because guess what? You don't have invincibility frames like the enemies do.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get juggled.
You say less enemies would have made it more enjoyable. I would counter, and this is based off another one of those research videos I did. The enemy levels could be fine if they change the fucking attack lag on everybody. Because what makes it suck so bad is that everybody has lag built into their attacks and different levels of it. Raphael has the least, but Raphael also does the least damage, which also I would counter, he should do the most damage with the smallest weapon.
He has such
be
a
able
small
to
weapon.
One-shot
yeah.
everything. That should be the benefit. But based on, like, I just know that everything is built in on like, frames, and they have, like, there is deliberate delay in everybody's attack. And I feel like if Raphael attacked more in a ninja, or... Even Leonardo, like in a Ninja Gaiden style, where like it was just quick and you could handle everything on screen. What sucks is that you just get overwhelmed and you're not even trying to. You're literally trying to take these things out and they either keep coming or you just whiff because your attack is late.
If you know it's there, it's pretty easy to just kind of go a little bit early. Like when I was jumping across any gap and the screen was going to scroll, I was just swinging. Everything in front of me was going to die. So, like...
This man was using Donatello.
I was, the entire time.
Most of the game, I was also using Donatello.
Hit for start.
The problem with Donatello is that he has the strongest attack, but it takes the longest.
Mm-hmm. So you can get caught out. Especially when the enemies have those iframes, then they can walk right through it, and you're stuck there taking 2 or 3 hits because Donatello's got his dick out in front of him.
Big Dick Donnie.
Those fucking jetpack fuckers at the end of the game, man.
They're the worst. Especially if you look these guys up. God forbid you had 2 or 3 of them on screen, you're dead.
At the end of
the Technodrome?
It's right before Shredder. There's an entire hallway where 2 of them spawn every 10 feet together, and you could, like, I was with the Ninja Stars, because you can kill them in 2 hits with a Ninja Star. But they have invincibility frames, so you hit them once as soon as they spawn. You're getting lit up with lasers by the time you can even get a second one off. So you gotta really hope that they go off the screen and despawn themselves.
Yeah.
But
dude, when I tell you I walked down that hallway, like, pressing the button once and waiting, once and waiting, once and waiting. And if somebody showed up, boom, 3 boomerangs.
Man. Fantastic.
All right. So, Sean, Brian, you guys both beat the game. Yeah. What was the hardest boss, Brian?
The hardest boss?
Mm-hmm. Again, I know you had the benefit of the 15 second, but...
Probably the Technodrome?
Itself?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the eyeball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you gotta be? Yeah, that was that was probably the most difficult boss.
I think that was other the hardest than that, one.
Like, weirdly enough, Rocksteady? Probably?
Rocksteady I had no issue with, because I just stood up on the boxes with Donatello and hit down.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the one with the machine gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the start?
Yeah.
Do you ever fight him again, or is it just that time?
Nope, just that one time.
You fight Baxter Stockman, don't you?
I never saw
him. I didn't.
Oh.
There is a Mecha Turtle that you fight.
Oh, that's right. Mecha Turtle. That's what I
thought. And he was pretty difficult, but also not. Because he transforms. After you beat him, he's the only one, and I really thought with Shredder that after, can we talk about how fucking easy Shredder is to beat?
Okay, so I was gonna ask, is Shredder hard, but he's easy?
Probably the easiest boss in the whole game.
I sent you a video. I beat him with one hand. He just gets himself stuck in an infinite loop where you can just keep smacking.
That's what you said that I
so if you stand on the right side, he keeps jumping up to the same spot and you just
really
throw stuff at him and he dies.
It is.
I was I really thought he was going to transform into something bigger and be worse, and I was like, okay, cool, here we go, now it's time for the actual boss fight. And then it was like credits and I was like, wait, that was it?
Legitimately the easiest enemy to beat in the game that takes more than one hit to kill.
Yeah,
that's fucking wild. That sucks. You would expect something incredibly cheap that could rip through you, like the Bebop or the Rocksteady fight, which, I
spent like 7 hours.
I probably took more damage
game.
In the Bebop fight than any other.
You spent how long, Sean?
Wow.
I spent like 7 hours on this game. And
dude, you're a champ.
Damn.
That was so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm glad I didn't like. I'm glad I beat my personal goal, and that was. I did drive the van. And I got blown up and I was like, all right, fuck this.
HowLongToBeat.com lists this game as a 2.5 hour to beat the main story, but 5 hour to be a completionist.
Who would, what, interesting. Completing what?
If you go through all of the different levels and, you know, collect all the pizza and everything. If you
have because that's counting like one. When you go into the dead end. Houses go to the end and then have to go all the way
all
back.
All the way back out, yeah.
Yeah.
But to do the main story is only 2.5 hours, according to that website.
Okay, well, I don't know who they were timing, but...
Well, the current speed run record on this is 16 minutes and 33 seconds.
Also crazy.
And the glitchless... Crazy skip. The glitchless speed run... what's the word I'm looking for? Record. The record for a glitchless speed run is 18 minutes and 3 seconds.
I feel like you are so sluggish as a character that like it takes 4 minutes just to get past like the opening one that you get in.
Yeah, it's a lot of jumping and killing stuff instantly.
Yeah.
And not worrying about taking damage at all.
And like Kyle said earlier, there's no guarantee of what enemy you're actually even going to be running into in a lot of these rooms that you enter.
Yeah.
Like I did the same house like 4 times just to like I wasn't when I use save states, I'm not like saving it and doing like, you know, going forward and rewinding,
saving,
you know, whatever. Like, I will put a save state at the beginning of a large section, and if I end up, like, dying, I'll restart the whole thing. And when I did this one house or warehouse or whatever, like, the 6th time I went in there, I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. I haven't even seen this villain yet.
It was that eyeball with a toad.
There's the house on the way to fight Rocksteady, and, almost every time there'd be 2 bald boomerang guys downstairs, and then you climb up and there's a bald boomerang guy right there. Like every, you know, 6th, 7th time, there was a mouser robot there instead. And it's like, what the fuck? What? Yeah. Where? Mm-hmm. What is pulling? Where are these pulling from? I wonder if it's intentional or it's just like the game struggling to pull code from anything. And it's like, enemy, I need this.
Give me something. Give me something. It also seems completely random when they drop stuff like the alternate weapons,
Yep.
And they don't stay for very long. And you have to be like, oh, shit, I gotta
get
that.
It's like 3 seconds.
Yeah. And it's like, gone. Wait, I already have a good weapon on this turtle. Let me switch and then get it. And it's like, pff, gone. Forget it.
For a while, I thought that if you switch turtles, it just went away. And so I stopped trying to switch to pick it up until later in the game when I tried it again. I'm like, oh, I'm just
it's
slow?
Just not there Question long mark? Enough.
Man, I wish there was some sort of consistency in, like, if an enemy has a projectile, if your turtle's attack can destroy said projectile. Because it felt very random.
Yeah.
It felt like a roll of the dice of, okay, this is a new enemy I haven't seen before. Can I destroy it with my bow staff here? Oh, I can. Can I destroy this? I can. Can I destroy this thing that I definitely looks like I should be able to? Nah, you're dead.
Nah.
What?
No Weird. Consistency.
You can stop little men made of flame and little bullets, but this bigger
this boomerang?
Bullet, no.
Nah.
Don't even try. This thing that looks like Mega Man's Blast? Worst. Oh, you can slice right through it. This thing that looks smaller than Mega Man's Blast? Nah, it's hitting you. Again, it's why, like, the Wild West is what I still, because these guys didn't really know what the fuck they were doing either. They got a Ninja Turtles license for a big amount of money, and they had a deadline, and they're like, okay, we gotta do something. And they did this.
I'll say, though, like, if you take a step back and take away all of the frustrating parts and just, like, kind of visually look at what they did with the open world up top, the vehicles that they had, what they did when you went into that nice, you know, side-scrolling thing instead of the overworld, like, they have a beautiful Ninja Turtles game. Like, they did such a good job in crafting all of these sprites and the world that was in it. Mm. So, like, kudos. Hats off to you. But maybe stick to that.
Yeah, I agreed. I'd add in, too, the four-player life system is very interesting. Yeah. I don't think they quite nailed it. I think it's wonky as fuck, and it leans way towards one turtle more than the others in a way that fails at all, but mm-hmm. It is so unique, and what a take, like, what a swing for the fences take, and you've got to admire that.
Yeah.
And furthermore, to put another thought experiment out there, this Wild Wild West of the NES that we're talking about, is this also not why we praise Miyazaki games, like the Elden Ring and Dark Souls games, for being unpredictable or intentionally flippant in your face? And like, this is what we are yearning for in those games, is a return to this type of game. So there's a worth to this. It just might not be for me necessarily, but I think there's something here to that.
Well, even like just Sean thought. Said with the weapon delay, like, yeah, you can account for that, and that is like coming out tomorrow, Monster Hunter Wilds, that's a huge part of that game's gameplay, is the slow, lumbering, delayed attacks, because you're swinging giant fuck-off swords. Like, yeah, it is. And that's why I'm saying it is weird, because this is very, to fucking use a well-overdone phrase, almost Dark Souls-like, because, to a sense, because it does sort of treat you by punishing you, but then it doesn't follow through, because, like, the enemies are random, their spawns are random, their mounts are random, so, like, you don't really learn how a level is meant to be played because it's different every time. So it's
Night Rain will change that in a short time when we get randomized Dark Souls.
And people will love it, and it'll win all the awards.
TMNT is a Dark Souls game.
Yeah, but TMNT is still going to be hated forever. And I think, like I said, it's just, for reasons, it's an unquantifiable thing, but like, this game has never clicked with me, and it never will. It's just, my brain doesn't work within the limitations of this poorly coded 8-bit entertainment game. And I don't know why. It's weird, because I can play things like Dark Souls. I can play these intense first-person shooters. I cannot play this fucking game, and I don't know why.
I think a big aspect of this game is you are really good at these kinds of games. It, like you said, Monster Hunter, whatever it is that's coming out. like, you're good at playing these games, and you know, for the randomness that is this in this game, you can get to a point where, you know, I eventually got to the point where pretty much as long as it's not some like unfair enemy that is just obliterating you in 2 seconds Space that you have to play lasers. Around random ones that you can just kill right off the bat, you can get used to playing that. I think a big problem with this game is halfway to three quarters of the way through this game, or even just second level with the dam, introducing something that's just completely game ending for uh-huh. you
yeah.
and having to start over. It's
like
this
the first
isn't
time
a
you come
a rogue
across
like,
one of those dragon knights and you kill it and then its head flies at you and kills you.
Yeah. Sick. I'm so glad I just spent 4 hours getting to this point to have to start it over because I met you. Or
you know what helps with that? Rewind button.
Yeah.
Amazing. Dudes, even you can in a sewer, there's holes that you fall into in a sewer that don't kill you for some reason. Yeah. Some that do. There's no rhyme or reason to the design of a lot of these things. And that's what I think is such bullshit that an Elden Ring or a Dark Souls isn't doing.
I agree. Yeah, you don't give me a water level on level 2 if in level 4 I fall into water, it's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then in level 5, you fall into the water and you just get taken right back out to your turtle van.
Oh, is that what happens? Yep. I just assumed I was dying, so I instantly rewound.
I got the scroll and missed a jump, fell in the water, and next thing you know, I was out with the turtle.
But you got the scroll.
And it doesn't even hurt you.
Yeah.
It doesn't
I didn't
take
get
your
hurt.
Health away either.
I still had my shit, and I was like, okay. And then I had it ingrained in me that, oh, okay, that's okay to do here. I'll just have to start it over in a later level.
Right.
Nah. Lost
nope,
some
now
lives.
Now it kills you.
Nah.
Yeah. I do want to give... go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, I agree. I was just putting that out there for discussion, but I completely agree with what you said, Sean. I think those are great points. And more to that point, I'll add, if you guys are familiar with Mario Paint, and how you could just click on like the fire flower and just drag and make a bunch of fire flowers. Mm-hmm. That's how I think the enemy placement was designed in this game. Just somebody clicking an enemy and dragging it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like there's intentionality to it.
There are.
Outside of like certain ones that are designed to like hit you as you come in the room or something. Yeah. A lot of them just feel like there's empty space, so let's put something here right now. And that's it.
There
like,
are
that's
definite
where the thought
spawn
process
points
is.
That spawn the same enemy every time. And if you're going down a hallway and one pops up and you start walking backwards to avoid getting killed, it will spawn the other enemy that you already defeated again behind you. And now you're surrounded.
Yep.
It's a huge pain in the ass.
Huge pain in the ass.
We have shit on this quite a lot, and you know, given it it's flowers too, I do want to give another flower though to one person on the dev team that thankfully Brian has given credit to here, June Funahashi, because I do think the music in this game was banging, especially for like early era Nintendo when they were still figuring a lot of things out. This thing was bopping. They nailed the Turtles theme really well when you beat a boss or I guess clear a level. They hit that every time, like that, and just everything. It's not that annoying music. I heard this all of these tracks so many times, and I'd still bop along to them, even playing it right now. The do 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 upbeat fun stuff.
It is. I enjoy it.
Boop 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 doo boop 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 doo. It's good shit. So that's about my one real positive, and I've only heard it for the first two levels, and I like it.
Let me tell you, level 3, the music falls apart. I'm just kidding.
Ah, it really falls off. That's my last little bit. I'm ready for ratings. I wanted to see if you guys have any last bits you want to make sure get included in this.
Having not got through the second level, I did watch a long play, and like the worlds feel samey. Just different color palettes, almost. Like, they don't really distinguish enough in, like, the way that a Mega Man world, where you go to, like, when there's, like, spikes fucking everywhere. Outside of, like, the one water level, it really all kind of feels the same, minus just, like, this one's bright green and orange now, and this one's like bluish.
I think they did more work on making the overworlds feel different than the actual
levels. It's funny that you bring up Mega Man, because that was really the only time that I felt that the underworld really changed up, is when you got to like those two levels that had conveyor belts, like it almost like his name, Gear Man or whatever, from Mega Man 2, that were headed in one direction or the other, and of course there's spikes all over the place, so it felt like I was
give you magnets to deal with, and the magnets pull you in the weirdest fucking way.
Yeah.
Or in Needle Man Sage in 3, you have like the giant needles coming out, or like Snake Man, and you're walking on the snakes. There's just like so many things you can do, and this one's just like boxes or fucking platforms to jump on, and that's it.
There's also this part in the game, which I don't know if you remember Quick Man Stage, where it gets to a point where the walls start closing in on you.
Yep.
It, like, for some random reason, you have that part in this game for like 3 screens. And that's it.
And that's it.
Are you in a trash compactor? Are you in a saw trap? What happened here? Talk to me, Donnie.
Tell me what went on.
You just fall down one hole and you're like, oh, check it out. There's weapons. Oh, the walls. Oh, the walls. Oh, look, a whole pizza. Nope, the walls are still closing in.
Here's a pizza that is immediately behind the wall before you even move.
Was this in the Technodrome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars reference.
Oh, is it?
Right? They're making a New Hope joke. Going to the trash conductor in the Death Star. Or, that would be my guess.
It's
That's
likely
my guess.
What they were referencing, yes.
That would make sense.
But in order for them to properly reference it, the design would have had to look different from the rest of the level.
So, actually, Kyle, you mentioned earlier that there was a lot of dead space in the game. You go into rooms and go into these buildings that were just completely useless, right? You go in and you have to come out. Towards the end of the game, I think it's one of the last overworld sections. You are on this overworld that has 5 different spots that you can go
into. Oh, yeah, yeah. The South dead Bronx center, layer.
Yes. And dead center is where you can go and get some pizza and get, you know, a turtle that you've lost or whatever. So you're left with 4. Now, the place to progress to fight the boss, the Technodrome boss thing, to fight that, it is randomly assigned to one of those 4 locations.
Yeah.
And you have to go through each one to the end to see if the room that you go into has the boss or not. And if it doesn't, you have to go all the way back.
Oh my God.
And go to the next one.
Yeah.
That's a giant middle finger.
I was very lucky that it was in the first one I went in.
Wow.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's more than 15 seconds of rewind.
Oh, yeah. I guess you would have had to.
I would have had to.
The enemies in those were ridiculous. You're like fighting a Samus Aran that's like balling up and jumping across the screen, and then a random hamster that's shooting out spikes. You see it twice in the whole game.
The old spiky hamster.
That was also one of those classic things in games where just like throw random enemies that have no relation to the lore or subject matter at all. Like, oh yeah, remember these giant frogs in Little Nemo? Here you go, fight a bunch of them.
Oh man, that game was easier than this game.
Here's a dude who throws boomerangs for a reason.
It is crazy. How many times I've tried to use this to beat old games from my childhood, and how many times I still fail. I'm counting this one as a win, though. I am counting it. I did beat
it. You should. Absolutely.
I have the proof of it.
You did declare that this was the one that was your goal in doing this episode, was making it past the damn level. And dude, bro, you succeeded.
I did it legitimately.
You beat Ninja Turtles.
35 years of trying. 30 something. 33? I don't know. However old I was when I was playing this game.
They'll make a documentary about you.
It sucks.
Meanwhile, I show up and I'm like, oh, day 2, I found out about the rewind button. And I
it was great. Kyle held great animosity and hatred towards Brian from that moment on.
Day 2, he beats the second level.
And it just zooms in on my face over in the corner like...
Hey, well, the good news is...
A little tear.
Once that hits the PlayStation monthly game, you can download that and use that rewind button.
I mean, I could have save stated it.
I actually might. I think I'm going to check out the Cowabunga collection and then try to use the 15-second rewind and see how I fare. Because a lot of it is just due to the life system and running through, like, all the turtles and then being stuck with Donatello. And then, yeah, as Sean said, like, once he's gone, you may as well restart because, like, that's it.
Yeah.
So
you can fare pretty well with Leo, but it's even then. As good as Leo is in this game, it's still night and day from how good Donatello is.
Yeah. You have to hit twice as many times with Leo to match Donatello.
Yeah. And being able
if you're using Mikey or Raph, forget it.
Oh, dude.
You might as well just be using projectiles.
And that was so depressing as a kid who just wanted nothing more than to have nunchucks.
Yeah,
same. Oh, dude.
I just wanted to be Raphael every time, and I would die, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. What?
There is no reason we can't extend their arms out in the sprite. Like, why are they stuck at their sides?
He's just spinning it right in front of
like
him?
This. What are we doing? Yeah. Animate their arms out, and then everybody can have the Donatello reach. It's
One of the cool things this game does, actually, is if you have the boomerangs, you can throw them, switch characters, and when they come back, that character also has boomerangs.
What?
Oh, that's fucking tight.
Yeah. So at one point, I didn't have any projectiles on Raphael, but I had like 60 boomerangs on Donatello. I was like, well, now you both have 30. I stood in the same spot and 10 times threw them, switched character.
That's one of those things
that I just don't think I would have even thought about in a game like this that came out, you know, in 1987 or whenever it did.
But you could do that? I wouldn't have even tried, yeah.
Super like, impressive that it could do that.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of loving you, Brian, I wanted to give you your flowers because I totally did hear your half British fall off in your intro. I wanted to give you credit for that.
I appreciate it.
I caught it.
Maybe Sean went Australian.
That is my British.
Hey, that's fair.
That's why I didn't do it, because I can't nail it down. It would have been awful either way.
Yeah. So, good eye. Throw another shrimp on the Bobby. I looked up the Game Genie codes for this game, and it's very disappointing what you had as at your disposal as a kid to input for a Game Genie. You can handicap yourself and only make it so you can get 10 weapon max every time you pick up a weapon.
No thanks.
I don't know why you'd make this game harder on yourself.
I'm going to use the cheat codes to make it harder.
Yeah, right? Dummy.
I do not believe that somebody can beat this game without... like, I don't think it was done until recently with the Rewinder save states. Never lose rope, you know, just in case you don't get that thing or enough of that thing that you literally need to beat the game.
Right.
Like...
Jesus. I somehow finished the game with 3 rope, so at some point it gives you rope you don't need.
There's rope earlier in the game that I picked up, and then right before you need to use the rope...
It gives you more, yeah.
It gives you rope.
I think there's some rope that can be used in level 3, but like I skipped so much of level 3, because you can just drive around in the party wagon and shoot out all the roadblocks to get to where you need to be.
Hey, that works.
You gotta get those missiles, though, or you're screwed.
You gotta get the missiles.
I don't know. You guys want to rate this motherfucker?
Sure.
Were there any other Game Genie codes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just double rope on pickup, 20 minutes. I don't know how useful that is. I'm sure there's just a lot that I didn't go to that the rope probably would have been useful to. Can you imagine going around and just going into all these buildings and using all of this rope, and then getting to the spot where you need to use rope, and the game being like,
"Sorry, bro, use all your rope."
Sucks, man.
That sucks, buddy.
I feel like I didn't have any control over when to use the rope. It just used it for me.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, Don't take damage from non-killing seaweed. So there's seaweed that instant kills you, and then there's the ones that damage you, like in that question mark.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spot. Yeah, yeah. So that stuff wouldn't give you damage.
I guess that I could use that one as a kid.
And yeah. Full health from pizza.
That one's useful, but also why not go the full way and make none of the seaweed harmful? Again, why limit on just certain types of
those other ones are like, they're like a one-hit kill. They grab you, and then that just takes that
turn. Yeah, there's the pink seaweed and the black seaweed.
How about just, like, give you invincibility or god mode? Like,
exactly. Where is that? Or one-hit kill with every turtle.
Is there infinite life cheat?
Play as Splinter.
Who
also has a staff.
That's pretty cool.
I love Shredder's part when he kidnaps Splinter, and he just shows up on your TV and he's like, ha ha ha, we have taken Splinter. In order for you to get him back, what are you doing?
Yeah, thanks.
It's like, wait a minute, thanks. Shredder.
You're very generous, Shredder. And also, is everybody in New York seeing this same broadcast?
Don't forget to take the second left now.
The thing that blew my mind is when you beat the game, they're like, oh, now Splinter can turn back into a human. What? Oh. I didn't even know that was on the table.
A random ass 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
That looks like he actually kidnapped those teenage kids. Here, kids, get in my van that looks like a turtle.
Also, end scene April looks nothing like April from the pause menu.
Her hints were
terrible.
As somebody who did play this multiple times without save states, you cannot skip those fucking dialogue boxes. You gotta let it go beep, 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 beep. Every fucking letter out.
Ugh.
God, shut up!
Mm-hmm. And she's just telling you that you need rope. I know I need rope.
Or, there's bombs on the dam. You gotta stop it before we can move on.
Yep,
you
four
have
four bombs left.
I know how many I got left! Leave me alone! Get off my back, woman!
I'm down to get into some rankings here.
Well, I am too, because it's 58 minutes, which is
the sweet spot.
50 more minutes longer than I thought we'd talk about the NES Ninja Turtles.
What? No, we gave it its due.
No, we did. We did. We did give it its very good due. I thought we'd be tapping out at 40 minutes, and we've made it. We did actually very good. I like this discussion.
Ye of little faith.
I am. Well, I played the game and I was like, fuck, this game sucks. We're going to tear through it real quick. But no, classic me fashion. No, it's going to be a weird ranking system. You're going to think up here on the fly. I'll go first. I'll go me to Sean to Ryan to Brian to me.
That works.
Sure. Sounds
good.
Sounds good.
Okay. Son of a bitch here.
I mean, I can start.
No, I've got it. Okay. All right, Sean. If you were a Ninja Turtle who was going through an angst phase and you wore a red scarf because you're Raphael and you had two sighs, and on each of those sighs was a point, giving you a total of 6 points, how many of those points are you jabbing into Splinter at the end of this game, with six being the best score?
Why am I stabbing Splinter?
Oh, I'm sorry, Shredder. I had a little bit of a Freudian slip there.
Okay. So having beat this game, I don't think I'm actually stabbing them into him. He's literally just going to walk into them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's fucking stupid.
Because that's what he does.
I out of six. Oh. I don't have a lot of wiggle room here. Mm-mm. I'll give this he's gonna walk straight into the 2 points, the two middle points, and he's gonna approach the other four, and he's gonna maybe I only need two, and then he'll pull himself off of there.
The classification really helps.
Yeah. Like, I'm verging on, I'm almost to three. Like, he's letting one just kind of scratch him a little bit. He's like, oh, get in there. I legitimately think that if they removed half of the enemies in this game, this would be a very enjoyable experience, and it would be a fun playthrough. Especially with today's technology, like you could just, you know, I played on my analog pocket. I could just, when I got to the end of the level, I could just hit sleep, it goes to sleep, and I could start at any time, right? I think that would be a very fun way to play through this game. I think it's beautiful. I think the characters are pretty dope, half of them anyways. But like the amount of enemies and just how brutally unfair it can be, mm-hmm. even knowing what to expect, just really takes a lot of the fun out of the game when it really should be more of a fun experience with the IP that they have and what you're seeing and what you're playing for most of the time. So, 2 with a little tickle.
A little tickle. Okay, fair enough. It's a little below average, we'll say.
I mean, a little below half, for sure. It's not getting a passing score at all. But Ryan, you have been getting, you're just fighting all these baddies, right? And you got your bow staff because you're a cool dude with a staff. Kyle only lets you be cool. Anyways, you come up to this guy that's just shooting flames all over the place, and you're like, you're easy work. But he lights you up with these, they're like flame birds that dive bomb you for some reason, and they take away a good chunk of your health. But don't worry, you see a full ass pizza up there. On a scale of 1 to 13 slices of pizza, how many slices of pizza are you going to need to actually consume to regain all of that health that you just lost?
Okay.
Is that in terms of how he liked the game?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. So 6.5 is like right down the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will just point that out. I am very conflicted. I don't really love NES games, to be honest. The NES Tough is something like I just don't gel with. Didn't love them growing up outside of certain games. And then if they were outside of it, it just didn't hit my fancy. So going back to this without any nostalgia outside of TMNT really didn't do much for me. What I did see of the game, I felt was a bit generic-y and samey, and I don't think there was a lot in like the visuals or anything that really like wow me to like make it super positive. But I also like, it's not the worst thing ever. It's definitely not the worst NES game. I've seen worse. I've played worse. Mm-hmm. It's not that, but it's just, it's also not fun. So for me, anyway, I will clarify, it's not fun for me. But how the question is and how low, and I think a 6 is fair. It's just slightly below average. I do think there's a lot to appreciate here. I just don't like it myself. and I get it. I get why somebody would have nostalgia for this game and spend countless times doing speedruns to get it to 16 minutes, which is fucking insane to me.
Absolutely.
But yeah, insane. I think a 6.
Overall more positive than I've been expecting, so.
Hmm.
Again, I don't like this and I will never play it again, but I respect it more than I dislike it.
I don't like it, but I respect it.
That's it.
Mine definitely got like a nostalgic point.
Sure.
So much I love this as a kid.
That's a totally valid point though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well then that leads to Brian. Let's say you're skip bippity bopping about as a turtle on the street. And those fucking uppers, they just don't like you. So you start getting glass bottles thrown at you and chance to go back underground, you fucking turtles. Out of 18 bottles thrown at you, how 18? Many are you going to miss?
Let's see. 18 bottles I'm dodging. And what I'm going to say is some of those bottles have nostalgia in them, but none of those hit me. Because I didn't grow up with this game, but I do love the Ninja Turtles. And I always have loved the Ninja Turtles. So if I had a Nintendo, I probably would have owned this game. It's hard to dismiss that this game came out in 1989, mm-hmm. and the sprites and the character design are fantastic for that time. I know you have a limited color palette, and they did a good job with what they had. I mean, you switch characters, and nothing else in the scene is changing color, which is a real thing that could happen back then very easily. But I also love, like the design on the Technodrome and Bebop and Rocksteady. They look incredible. It falls apart when you get to the more mindless mini villains, because they don't pull from anything that's actually canon to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're just generic bad guys. So I'm going to go the opposite and say no nostalgia. Oh, you know what? No. I like it, but I don't respect it. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
All that to say, I think I'm dodging about 9 of those bottles.
Ooh, man's taking some hits.
Man, 9 out of 18? What's that? That's a 50, right?
Yeah, right down the middle.
Right okay. down the middle.
Dude, I think that's a really good point. 1989, this is, I think, one of the best looking games that probably yeah. was out on the NES in 1989.
Character-wise, level-wise, they had some work to do, but yeah, definitely. So, Kyle. Somebody has put 8 bombs.
Oh, shit.
In the Hudson River Dam.
Oh, no.
And every copy of this game. And you have to go down and in 2.5 minutes defuse all 8 of these bombs. Or else every existing version of this game goes away forever. How many of those bombs are you defusing?
Well, I'm telling you, this game's going away forever. out of 8, I can't do half. But I'd say I'd get to 3 before I got hung up in the fucking electroshock fucking seaweed and I'm trying to swim down, but I'm tapping A because I'm panicking and I'm just swimming up into it constantly. And I got to 3 of them before that happened and I choked and I lost everybody every copy of it. I don't, you know, I came in hot on it, shitting on this game. I do have the nostalgia for it, even though I've never beaten level 2. I have spent countless hours attempting this game, and it does nail at least being the Ninja Turtles, even if it's not perfect.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest issue is, honestly, had this been on the SNES, we'd be having a different discussion. I think it's a little ahead of its time. It's a little too big for its britches, and that's why it kind of feels a little generic and stretched thin and kind of pieced together, because I'm sure there was budgetary and time constraints that they were up against, and they had to ship something by some point. And they do have ambition, and you can't deny that. But the ambition, you also can't give them credit for ambition that doesn't play out and hampers the game instead. So I got to give it a 3. It's not perfect, but like Ryan said too, there's way shittier stuff on the Nintendo that I've played. Just because I can't get past the second level doesn't mean that this game is unplayable. It's just ridiculously fucking hard. And you know, it's a challenge. It's not a challenge I'm up to, but other people have. It's not unbeatable. People have beaten this. This is no Silver Surfer on the NES, which none of us will ever play.
An interesting comparison, but I almost hold this in a very similar spot as Mega Man 1. And that Mega Man 1
was a
very good game. It was balls hard, but Capcom learned, or the designers learned from Mega Man 1 what not to do going forward. There's a reason for sprite limitations. You have enough there. Yeah. The game slows to a crawl. It becomes nigh impossible to play. If they had another shot at making, like, doing a sequel to this in the same vein, we would also be having a different conversation.
Probably
100%.
You mean Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game?
If they stayed in the same light, I don't know. They pivoted.
I would like to see that. I think that's a great point, Sean. Mega Man 1 shows the same kind of roughness around the edges that this one does, and I really I think they have something here. I just don't think they quite nailed it. In the same way, like, I appreciate Mega Man 1. I don't like to play Mega Man 1. I love what came after Mega Man 1 and appreciate what came. But yeah, I it's sad we did not get follow-ups for this. And because I imagine this did probably pretty well money-wise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So 4 million copies, you said, Brian?
Yeah.
That's an insane amount.
I mean, like $125 million.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Nintendo printed fucking money in the 80s, dude. It just was like, oh, yeah, here you go. Here's $1 million.
I think they had a lot of good ideas for this game. They just did not have any way of executing each one.
Exactly. It's one of those, now that I've said that, I don't think this was like hard for the sake of hard and like, you know, fuck them kids, you know, they're not going to be able to beat this. It might be this is your first attempt at making something and you didn't know how to execute it very well.
Exactly.
In certain spots.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we're going back to like the limits, NES games often had like month schedules, not years to make games, like 6 to 8 month turnaround sometimes. So like, they didn't have time to play test and like find the sweet spot for difficulties often. It was just what it was.
Yeah.
I'll say
we're spoiled now and y'all motherfuckers don't know how nice you have it is what I'm saying.
It's so true.
My game first sat down to play this 2 months.
When I first sat down to play this, I got so angry. I was like, I get it, Kyle. This game sucks. When I sat down the second time, I found that rewind button, and I was like, oh, we're in it now. It's so much more fun. I highly recommend the Cowabunga Collection.
I can't wait to play it that way.
That's a glowing endorsement.
And it comes with, like, 14 other games.
I truly think that if you are playing in today's day and age, and you're emulating something, or you're playing with anything that has a rewind, or a save state functionality in it, like, I used to be so against that. Like, you know, just play it pure, whatever.
Me too.
I hate input lag of, you know, different systems or whatever. But man, there's just something about getting to the end of it and just having it's
check
done.
Box.
I never have to go back to this again if I didn't like it.
Yep.
And I think it's worth it. And I know 20-year-old me is wanting to kick my ass right now.
I used to be a purist too.
Fuck that guy.
But like now, it's something about turning 30 or like, just let me see how it ends.
That's honestly, YouTube does that for me. I used to have such a hang up on it. And I also knew it was going to be a wide variety of people. And I thought I might be the only one who was strictly like, I'm just not going to use any kind of save stating at all and just see what happens. And I don't get far. That's what happens. But I do think YouTube kind of fits that in. I don't now have to struggle and beat my head against the wall. I can see like the design aspects later on and like hear the soundtrack and hear like the pieces and like get out of the gameplay more. And that's not a hang up for me now in my old age either. I can just enjoy somebody else playing it and kind of living it through them. These young kids have it right sometimes. Now I need to get a second screen of somebody doing like some kind of auto runner at the same time while they're talking.
It was nice to play the same level 14 times and just see myself progressively getting like really good. But was it like 7 hours worth?
Progressively angrier and angrier.
So were the... How worth it?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I just want to thank you guys for going on this nostalgia trip with me as I conquer a goal I set for myself. I'm proud of that. Hopefully, if I get bit by the nostalgia bug again for a game, it's one a little better than this one. But I appreciate you guys anyway, struggling through that. It was cool. I like that this one got pitched like 4 weeks ago, so we all kind of had our time to work through it. Nobody was up against anything. It was nice, relaxing. I really enjoyed that. So I'm not saying the next one I pick is going to be a game, but I'd say I flavor some more in over time for sure. So
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I like that I had all of that time and then still just
crushed it out the day
into
before.
The last
classic ADHD
hours.
Baby.
Yeah, shit, gotta get it done. Glad I had
Shauna,
the day off.
Tell those beautiful people all those social things they can do.
Yeah, if you liked what we did here, you can go ahead. Well, if you liked what we did here and you want to hear more of us, head on over to Patreon. I plugged it earlier, patreon.com/experiencegrind, where every week, every Friday, you're looking forward to an extra like half hour-ish, a little bonus episode that we record and drop at 7 a.m. Eastern. So come on over, little as a dollar, you will be able to access that and all previous content. It's a lot of fun. If you really love us, actually, that's the if you really love us thing. If you just kind of like us, check the show notes. There is a Discord link in there. Come hang out. There's also Facebook and all of that jazz. But in today's climate, who has time for that? Come join the positivity and the food porn and doggos and cats.
That food porn channel is very popular.
It is. I love hopping in there and just like I've missed 3 days ago. Pick three of these and the other get wiped from existence. I'm like steak. Three times.
Steak three times.
Just making sure the steak is safe.
Yeah. So on that note, I had two and I'm going to go with audience. Go damn yourself. But without the N. I was also going to say go shell shock yourself, but they both kind of sucked, so...